Brendan O'Connor on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Timber Living Log Cabins. For your perfect workspace, living space or hideaway, timberliving.ie.
Now, it's that time of year when a lot of you will be starting to ignore an email about renewing your annual travel insurance, or you might be booking a flight or a trip and they're offering you travel insurance with it. You're wondering, is this a rip-off or what? So, Bill Tyson, consumer correspondent with the Irish Daily Mail on the Irish Mail on Sunday, is here now. And Bill, we're going to unravel the mysteries of travel insurance. So, basics first. If we're going anywhere at all, is it crazy not to have travel insurance?
Well, you don't need to have it, but it would be a bit daft not to take it out because it's so cheap and it does cover a lot. I mean, there's a lot of annoying stuff in there, but there's so much coverage for so little money that you'd kind of be mad not to get it.
Okay, and we'll get into prices and what's covered and stuff in a second. Are we covered by our airline or ferry company or whatever for things like delays and cancellations and all that? Do we have a basic cover going on anyway?
Yeah, that's kind of a grey area that was highlighted during COVID. But airlines, if your flight is cancelled, will reschedule your flight and you will maybe fly out the next day or fly out in a few hours, and they'll cover you for stuff like food. But there's a lot of other things in a holiday that would be impacted by that. You could have been paying for accommodation in Bali and you're not there, or you could be have a connecting flight that you miss. So there's a lot of stuff that you can get covered with certain types of
travel. So you wouldn't
be
relying on your travel company. Okay. Is it best to get an annual policy?
Absolutely. I think just for apart from the price, you know, I priced a 2 week holiday for a family of four in Spain, €40-45 for the 2 weeks, €80 for a whole year. And the year will cover you on Irish holidays. It can cover you on weekends.
Oh, does it cover you in Ireland?
Yeah,
it
does.
Yeah. Okay. So if you're leaving the house more than once at all, get the annual one. What about, you know, if you go on like Ryanair or whatever, and you're clicking through the various offerings of do you want to bring skis, etc., and they will offer you travel insurance. Now, let's take it away from Ryanair, any travel provider. Mm. I'm assuming that's not the best value travel insurance to buy.
It depends on who's offering it. Generally, I would say that the cheapest I've come across is about €20 for very, very basic cover. And I mean, you can pick holes in that cover, and the insurer will themselves and recommend that you might get covered that's a bit better. But I would recommend that you source travel insurance yourself. And the other thing you mentioned, renewing your travel insurance or getting notices for doing that, that's not necessary and may not be the best thing. So maybe you
shop around each time.
Yeah, but your travel insurance, if you renew your travel insurance, you mightn't be going on holidays for 6 months. So you mightn't be going on holidays for 10 months. So, you know, if there's a gap between, you know, going on holidays, just...
Yeah.
Don't take it.
But you're not going to lose your no-claims bonus by letting it lapse or anything. Okay. Yeah. You mentioned there about that you could get it for £20, but that might not have the best benefits. Like, prices do vary wildly, and none of us read the small print in these things. But are there different benefits and big differences between...
Huge differences. I mean, one of the things, I was looking at three different policies.
Okay.
The basic is... €20 for the annual cover. Now, I say that because, you know, if you're stuck for money, you might as well pay the £20 if you can't, you know, it's kind of compelling because it's so cheap, but you get what you pay for. So there's like excesses of €150. If you got a policy for 60, there'll be no excesses.
The excess is that you pay the first of any claim, you pay the first 150 in this case yourself.
Yes.
Okay, so if you get the more expensive one, no excess, anything you lose, you're getting back from them.
That may be the case, yes, on the one I looked at.
Okay, so we should check that. Who are the various, the main travel insurance providers? Is it all these online?
It's exploding online, like they're multiplying like rabbits. Blue Insurance were at one time, I think they said they were the biggest. They own Multi-Trip. I tried to ask them again. They can't say they're the biggest because there's so many out there. It's very hard to get a handle on the market. People are a new, relatively new broker with the credit union movement. So if you want to support your credit union, they do a fairly good deal. They don't do the real cheapy stuff, but they might say, and they did say, in fact, in a press release last week, that you should get cover that's a bit better. So they do the slightly better type of cover, and it's a good deal.
Have you got a price on the people one?
It fits in between multi trips. Most expensive and the middle range. So it's off the top of my head, 40 something quid, which was
okay. And that'll do the family for a year.
Yes. Yeah. No, sorry, not the family, a person.
Okay, a person for a year. So it'll be a bit more for the family, and people might like the idea as well that it's part of the credit union movement. So you feel that there's some kind of there rather than like some name on the internet that they're not 100%. Sure about.
Absolutely. Yeah. I mean, you're supporting the credit union movement as well.
Okay. What kind of things are we covered for? So we mentioned, like, say, a disruption earlier. What if your flight's delayed and you incur costs then, as you were saying, on your accommodation and all the knock on and all that? Would good travel insurance cover you for that kind of thing?
Yeah, it would cover you. There's a new thing that's come in called travel disruption cover. Now, people...
A COVID...
it's not just COVID. It's COVID was a might have been covered on that because it was travel insurers exclude a pandemic. So before the pandemic was declared, it was covered, and then when the pandemic happened, it wasn't covered.
Okay,
and it would cover you for strikes and things that happen outside your control, like for. Cancellation cover is the basic cover.
Okay,
that's something that happens to you. Like supposing there was an accident or scheduled public transport didn't show up or broke down, you could make a claim that you were delayed and you're cancelled. You could have cover. Now it's quite specific, so you can't just say you were late and the bus was late. You'd have to prove it. So travel disruption cover will give you more money. Like with multi-trip, it's up to €1,000. To cover all of that ancillary stuff that you wouldn't get with
small. Okay, so something like a pandemic strike you mentioned as well, that's regarded as a broader issue that you need to have maybe additional cover for, yes?
Yeah,
things that are outside of the immediate of your immediate arrangements.
You may be covered for it if the strike was not announced before you booked the cover. So that's a thing as well. So watch out for... Watch out for the news and see, because you will be pulled up on that. And there were cases that went to the ombudsman where people said the strike was forecast, but it wasn't announced. And it was quite specific in the documentation that it has to be, that it was, it said announced. So the ombudsman picked up the travel insurer on that. But the travel insurer didn't want to pay.
Yeah, yeah. I presume they don't want to pay.
They don't. Well, now, that's generally with insurance.
There's a lot of texts from older people, Bill. Some people saying not cheap at all for the over 65s. Other people saying not cheap for over 70s. People saying over 80s can't get the insurance. Older travellers, very hard to find tax insurance. Lots of that. What's the story with older people?
Absolutely. That's the biggest problem that I've been asked about. For example, multi-trip covers you with the cheap policy up to 65.
Okay.
The backpacker insurance is up to 49. After that, you're kind of a bit in trouble because you can get it, but it will be much more expensive. I mean, I know people who stop going on holidays because they can't get cover.
Yeah, and you hear of people who have places like an apartment down in Spain or whatever, and they get rid of it at a certain point because. Yeah. And come here, if for older people who are getting it, it is available. Do they have to go through a much more stringent process then? Because, you know, most of us don't have to give much details of ourselves.
We do if you read the small print. Most people aren't aware that.
All right, go on.
I mean, I'll just go through the A's. Acne, Achilles tendon. There's a whole range of things. If you have more than two of them, you're supposed to call the medical screening line, or you're not covered.
Like, okay, I think this is a crucial piece of information. Nobody's paying any attention to that. Right?
Yeah, so I asked the insurers about it. They said people do, but I wasn't aware that they did. And
so this is when you go back to claim, then they'll say,
Now, they mightn't say, if your bag was stolen, you can't, we're not going to pay you because you have acne and you didn't tell us. But
yeah,
they want to give themselves as much reasons as possible. And probably they would be reasonable about it. So, everybody will be affected by conditions, pre-existing conditions, and they probably should just ring the screening line and get that out of the way.
Okay, yeah. Now, tell us about the EHIC card.
Yeah, everybody should get that. It's easy to apply for, and you're covered as if you were an EU citizen in any EU country. Now, it doesn't cover you for private hospitals, and it doesn't necessarily cover you for an air ambulance home. So, you need travel insurance as well.
Okay.
So, but it's definitely something to get and to
so
have.
But in the EU, you'll get the same rights as any citizen. And then the other thing we hear, Bill, is that America, if anything happens, you're health-wise in America, like you're talking about selling the house.
Yeah, hundreds of thousands of euros potentially for medical expenses in the States. So you would definitely need a travel cover for that. Now, your health insurance does cover you as well, but up to a point, and it depends on your health insurance policy, and there are limits to what they will pay, and some policies may not pay.
All right, Bill, there's a lot of people going away now, I'd say, pulling out policies to read a lot of small print. So we do need to pay a bit more attention, possibly.
I think
we're paying to all this. Okay, Bill Tyson of the Irish Mail on Sunday, thank you very much.